Hey everybody, welcome to the Radical Center. My name is Jonathan Langley and we are broadcasting as ever from the illustrious Radical Center Studios in beautiful sunny downtown Austin, Texas. Now, as you can tell by my heavy Texas accent, I am an American and most importantly, I actually am an independent. Now, on this show today, we're going to focus on middle class taxes and the rich and share of income for middle class versus the rich. Now, if you would believe what's going on right now from the right-wing verse of the world, the universe of the world, basically the rich are paying so much in taxes that if we ask them to pay any more, even to subsidize childcare, God forbid, for the average working American, how bad is that going to be? These rich people, these poor multi-billionaires, what are they going to do all day? Where will they buy the extra Bentley that they really need for their daughter's sweet 16th birthday? What will happen?
Look, big government socialists want to tax everybody all the time. They're looking for mechanisms to keep raising money. Why? Because they think they can spend your money better than you can.
So we decided on this show, Dan, my long-suffering producer and I and the staff decided to have a quick look around to see if we could cover in 10 minutes or less exactly what's going on with middle-class taxes and share of income. So let's jump right in. So back in 1979, guess what the share of income was for the average working American in 1979? Yeah, 62%. Very good, 62%. Today, we're going to show this in a minute, it's dropped by a third. This is share of income, share of GDP. During that time frame, the amount of taxes that are paid by the rich has increased to 69%. That's right. The amount of taxes paid into the federal treasury by the top 20% in the United States has increased to 69%. 69% of the taxes, income taxes collected, come from the top 20%. Absolutely true. No argument. So when people say on the right, oh, by golly, we can't tax the well-off anymore, they're being taxed to death already. They're contributing 69% of their overall income. Not their income, but 69% of the taxes collected come from the well-off or the ones doing moderately well. The other 80%, they get a free ride. And here's Joe Biden wants to raise corporate taxes, and he certainly wants to raise taxes on the extremely wealthy, the ones that want to buy the extra Bentley. My golly, what are we going to do about them? The wheels of the commerce will just fall off. They won't invest anymore. What are we going to do?
Here's the reality. As you've pointed out, the top 1% already pay 37% of all federal income taxes. Break that down even further, the top 3% are paying over half of all federal income taxes as a share of all paid in 2016, which is the most recent data that we have. So her suggestion that only the tippy top should pay a little bit more because they're not paying their fair share just ignores the data on how much they are already paying as a percentage of the total share of taxes paid by U.S. tax.
So, yes, it's 100% true that 69% of the taxes, roughly, collected in the United States, close to 70%, comes from the better off in the country. Makes sense, right? They earn more, so they pay more. Well, so you might be going, well, see, Langley, I told you the people on the right have a point. The bulk of the income income taxes, federal taxes collected, comes from people on the right. People making more money. Well, okay, I get it. Makes sense, right? They earn more, so they pay more. Except, as you know, on this show, we like to focus on nuances because we're independents and we understand there are good ideas from the left and the right. So we like to dig into the facts. All right. So, Dan, put up the first graphic, please. Now, this is one of my favorites that we've ever had on this show. So as you can see here, if you're listening to us on the radio or on the interweb, I'll describe it. Back in 1970, 62% of the GDP in the United States, 62% was collected. Their share of the income was collected by the middle class, middle income Americans. So think about it this way. Whatever the GDP was in 1970, I have no idea, whatever it was, that 100%, 62% of that GDP aggregate income, of personal income, went to middle income people. 62%. 62%. Back then in 1970, upper income people collected 29% of the U.S. aggregate income. So in other words, whatever the 100% pie was, 29% of it went to the upper income people, 62% went to middle America, and 10% went to poorer people in lower income brackets. Today, this goes as far as 2018, the lower income people marginally moved. You can see that it's 9%. So essentially a drop slightly of one percentage point, which in reality, if you're good at math, is a 10% drop of the share of the income. However, the big switcheroo, and you can see it right here, and if you're listening on the radio, is the following. The middle income people's share of the aggregate income in the United States has dropped from 62% to 43%. So in other words, if you're in the middle income, whatever that GDP is, whatever that share of income is, your income has dropped. Your share of the income as that group has dropped a third. And of course, we all know where it's gone, 29% to 48%. That's correct. Upper income people now collect 48% of the aggregate income in the United States. Yeah, so thanks, Dan. Yeah, so here's the thing. So the reason the rich or the well-off pay more income personally is, of course, they earn more. I get it, although they have write-offs and these types of things. We understand that, right? But the reason that the well-off pay 69% of the taxable income in the United States, 69%, is because their share of the pie has increased, if you think about this, from 29% in 1970 to 48%. That's over a 50% increase in their share of the GDP or their share of the income in the United States. So no wonder they're paying more in taxes. That's the as a share of the economy. It's not just because they earn more, it's because their share of the pie has increased dramatically. And I know you understand this, right? Because you're a clearly highly intelligent person, otherwise you wouldn't be watching. So the reason that the taxes, the higher rates of income go to paid for by the people in higher income brackets as a ratio is simple. They earn more of the pie. It's logical. What else would happen? So the next time someone says to you, yes, but the well-off are already paying 69% of the United States or 70%, whatever the number they might throw at you, in income tax, whereas everybody else is kind of getting free subsidies and a free ride and, you know, childcare and food stamps, whatever it might be, just remember, the reason that group is paying more is because they're taking more of the pie. I love that slide. I think it's very relevant. And think about the difference. Hypothetically, let's say that the economy had grown, the GDP had grown, like it has over since 1970, clearly a long time, 50 years. And let's say the share of the middle class, share of the income, had stayed at around 60%. Think how much better off you would be. Think about that. And back in 1970, I don't recall America suffering because it had a high corporate tax rate or a higher income tax on high-end earners. Do you? I think it did quite well in the 50s and 60s. All right, Dan, put up the next slide. Thank you. So this one is another good illustration of what is happening in the United States. So this is income inequality. So this goes back all the way to 1926. That's right, kids, the roaring 20s. And goes as far as 2018, the latest data that we have. And you can see back in late 20s, the average income of the 0.1%, the top 0.1%, was not 200% higher. It was 200 times higher than the average, than the bottom 90%, right? So their income was 200 times higher than the bottom 90%. And guess where we are today? This goes as far as 2018. I would hazard a guess if we did it for 2020, it's even higher. Yes, 200 times. Not 200%, but 200 times higher than the average person in America. 200 times. So for every $1,000 that you might make, someone's making $200,000. No wonder their share of the pie has increased, and no wonder as a proportion to everybody else they're paying more in taxes. All right, Dan, put up the next one, the last slide today. So if you think the top 1% is doing really well, and the top 20% is doing really well for the simple reasons, as we just said, they're paying 69% of the taxes. The top 1% by comparison is doing extremely well. Their income on average, this again is this goes to 2016, is nearly $2 million. $2 million in 2016, that was their, yes, that's right, $2 million in 2016, whereas the average income for the top 20% was 200 grand. And by the way, that's an average, right? So clearly there's a lot of people in the top 20% making a lot less than $200,000. And there's obviously quite a few making more. But so these are the averages. So the top 1%, you're basically doing average if you're making close to $2 million a year. So let me just summarize this. So just keep in mind, the reason that the middle class doesn't contribute so much as a group towards federal taxes, income is very simple. Their share of the pie has dropped by a third, whereas the top percentage people, their share of the pie has increased exponentially, essentially to make up the difference. So that massive amount of wealth has gone from more people in that bracket where they used to get 62% to less people in the top 10, 15, 20%. Just remember that, especially in that top 1%. So the reason, next time someone says to you, like I said, that the rich or the well-off pays 69% of the taxes, well, no kidding, mate. It's really simple. Their share of the pie has increased. Their share of the pie has increased. All right. So I want to thank you for watching. I think we managed to do that in just over 10 minutes. We try to focus on one topic, keep it straightforward and factual. If you think I'm wrong, hey, write to me right here. Dan will put the email address up. Like, subscribe. We focus on things that affect everyday Americans. Some people definitely don't like us because we focus on facts and it blows away their fantasy land, whether on the left or the right that they live in. Anyway, my name is Jonathan Langley. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll be back very, very soon.